Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast hosted by Lifeway. I'm your host, Chandler Vannoy. Ron, in this episode, we're talking about things not to do if you want healthy communication. So what's that all about?
Well, you know, communication is sort of an art form. Some are better at it than other people are. And yeah, I've seen relationships destroyed by communication. You've probably talked to couples and seen couples who, I mean, they could have had a great relationship. They just couldn't communicate with each other. And it's the same on teams. And so if you want to have healthy communication within your organization, there's just some things you don't want to do. And so this is a practical one, Chandler, not just for working with teams. So I'm talking to primarily leaders who are going to talk to their teams. But this is also just practical advice for friendships, for people you engage with on a regular basis. So these are things not to do if you want to have healthy communication.
All right. So five of them. What's number one?
Don't always have a bigger story. In other words, let the bigger story be theirs. So if you're going to be a good listener, then, you know, the worst thing you can do, and honestly, I have to watch myself on this because I've been around a long time. I've had a lot of experience, a lot of different experiences, so I could always trump yours. I'm not saying always, but there's a possibility I could. So you call with some leadership scenario, and I say, well, I got one better than that, you know, or bigger than that. Now, I may have one that helps you illustrate yours, and that, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you call me with a problem or you're talking to me about a problem that you're going through, I need to let your problem be the center of our conversation, not my problems that I've had in the past.
What about number two? Goes along the same vein.
It does. Don't talk more than you listen. Be a good listener. You know, there's certain skills in being a good listener. There's a body language. There's eye contact. There's nodding. There's asking, okay, do you, what I hear you saying is this, repeating back what they said. Learn to be a good listener. Try to put yourself in the other person's shoes and say, if I was in your shoes, how would I be feeling? That's all part of being a good listener. But don't talk more than you listen.
You know, a lot of times I'll ask people for leadership advice, and some of the best advice ever given is, man, just ask good questions. And that's what you're saying here. And you've said that multiple times, Ron. But the only way to ask good questions is to actually listen to what they're saying, to be insightful into it. So great, great insight. What about number three?
Don't always be negative. Be a positive influence. You know, everybody can be negative, and we're all negative at some point. But if you're always negative, if you're always the one that says, oh, I don't know what you're going to do. Man, this is not going to turn out right. You know, you tear people down. They're already feeling bad a lot of times when they come to you with an issue, with a problem, or they certainly want to feel good about their life. Just be a positive influence in people's lives. One of the things I'm saying frequently when I speak at conferences these days is be a builder of other people's dreams. Build people up, encourage them, and then send them out. That's what great leaders do. That's what great communicators do. They make you feel better about your situation or more prepared for your situation. So I even say it to pastors when you preach, leave them with hope. They can't get that anywhere else. And so, you know, of course you're going to deal with hard parts of scripture and you're going to address sin, but leave them with hope. The gospel's full of hope, and make sure you're someone who spreads it.
Wise words, wise words. What about number four?
Don't consistently have the last word. And that means you have to discipline yourself when to be quiet and when to just stop. I've got a couple of friends that I'll go ahead and share it because there's no way they'll ever listen to my podcast. But
great friends. But,
yeah, they're great friends. They think they know everything. No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, they always have to have the last word. And they're not bad communicators. I'm not saying that. But you will never end a conversation, a text thread, that they will not end with something else. I mean, ever. I mean, they're going to, either even if it's just a like of what you just said, they're just always going to have the last word. But and again, I'm not picking on them. I just it's important to just be quiet sometimes and let them have the last word, especially if it's conflict in some way, if they're trying to get a point across, if they're, you know, if they're angry about something, if they're excited about something, let them be, again, it goes back to let, they're the center of the conversation if you're a good listener. And so don't have to have the last word.
Well, speaking of the last word, number five, what's the last one? Oh,
this one's hard. Don't speak before you think. Don't speak before you think. Wait a second, take a deep breath, voice a prayer. It's so important that you not say the wrong thing if you want to be a healthy communicator. And so, you know, I didn't mean it to come up. You want to avoid having to say, I didn't mean it to come across that way, you know. And I'll even sometimes say, look, I'm not quite sure how to say this, so give me grace in that for just a minute. Or I'll say, you know, I don't know what to say to that today. Can we set up a time tomorrow and give me a chance to think about this? I did that with our kids when it was a time of discipline. I would use almost always say, and sometimes the waiting time is the hardest part anyway. But I'll often say, look, I don't know how to handle this, to be honest. So let me process this and then I'll get back to you. I just think it's a healthy leadership practice, but it's a really healthy communication practice to think before you speak.
Well, thank you for listening. We hope this has been helpful to you and your leadership and your communication. If you're enjoying these episodes, please help us continue providing them by liking, reviewing, subscribing. It helps other leaders like yourself find the podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com. Thank you.